This morning, I would invite you to turn in your Bibles to 1 Kings chapter 18, where we'll be reading verses 41 through 46. Verses 41 through 46. If you were here last week, we made our way through verse 40, where God answered by fire. Today, He answers in a rainstorm. So we'll look together at these verses 41 through 46 of 1 Kings 18. Hear the word of our Lord. And Elijah said to Ahab, "Go up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of the rushing of rain." And so Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Mount Carmel, and he bowed himself down on the earth and put his face between his knees. And he said to his servant, "Go up now and look toward the sea." And so he went up and he looked and he said, "There is nothing." And he again said, "Go again." This happened seven times. And at the seventh time he said, "Behold, a little cloud like a man's hand is rising from the sea." And he said, "Go up and say to Ahab, 'Prepare your chariot and go down, lest the rain stop you.' And in a little while, the heavens grew black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel, and the hand of the Lord was on Elijah. And so he gathered up," or he lifted up his garment, "and he ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but it is the word of the Lord that speaks. Would you speak now, O Lord, we pray. Christ's name. Amen." I'm really not very good with sermon titles. I can spend a long amount of time trying to come up with something. And so this particular week, I had to have the bulletin done on Wednesday. And I came up with a title that by Saturday and Sunday wasn't really the main emphasis of the passage. So while it might sound kind of, you know, interesting, a rainy day for track and field, it doesn't really capture the heart of these verses. So if you will, if you're a note taker, you can change the title. Or if you're doodling right now, you can also change the title. The title is no longer "A Rainy Day for Track and Field." The title is "The Tenacity of Prayer." The tenacity of prayer. Or you might say tenacious prayer. Go get them prayer. Get dirty prayer. Tenacious prayer. That word tenacious, to keep a firm grip on something, to get after it, to get your hands dirty, to get dirt under your fingernails, to not let go of something. Tenacious implies intensity and determination, like we saw from our Grundy Center girls, not just in Des Moines this week, but all throughout the season. There was a certain determination. There was an intensity. They got after it. It was a tenacious group. We see something like this, too, in Genesis chapter 32, where Jacob has the first wrestling match in the Bible. And it's not WWE, but it's Jacob wrestling with God. And Jacob says in chapter 32, "I will not let you go until or unless you bless me." In other words, I've got a firm grip. I'm holding on tightly with great tenacity, and I will not let you go until you bless me. Tenacious.